You're listening to Believe. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of health and wellness. I'm your host, Nicholas Upchurch.
And that brings me to our last topic of this show. And I mentioned Kundalini yoga and the chakras.
And I'm going to adjust my microphone because it is falling here. I'm just going to actually pull it up. So because I'm going to get ready, I want to share something with you that also changed my life.
Right? So I've got some tape on under here. We need to put more tape on.
It's falling down my shirt here.
All right, that should be good. So I want to share something, and we can just do something really quick that balances you from the base on up. And when I saw somebody do this for the first time, you know, Kundalini Yoga, 3ho.org. It's a big organization that talks about Kundalini Yoga in the United States. And 3ho.org. Oh, yeah, you wanted to pull up the webpage. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Thank you. Thank you, Carolina. All right, so we've got the webpage up now, Kundalini Yoga. And for our YouTube viewers, you can actually check it out as well. So Kundalini Yoga, what is Kundalini Yoga and how can it harmonize us, right? Kundalini Yoga, I first saw this, I thought it was crazy. I went into this yoga class, I thought it was crazy. Kundalini Yoga is the science to unite the finite with infinity, and it's the art to experience infinity in the finite. Now, that seems like a lot of talk about nothing. Kundalini Yoga is the science to unite the finite with infinity, and it's the art to experience infinity in the finite. Yogi Bhajan, who really brought it to the United States, and he has his own style of Kundalini, the first Kundalini Yoga I actually didn't take from a Yogi Bhajan person. It was just a guy named Mark. So this is one guy that brought it to the United States, and there's a lot more, just like there's, you know, Christians and different sort of denominations of Christianity. You know, there's different people have a different idea on Kundalini Yoga, and that's fine, actually. And I don't have any one that I need to say that one's better than the other. I don't have any dog in the fight there. I don't know that it is a fight, but it's just different ideas about what Kundalini Yoga is. So Kundalini Yoga is called the Yoga of Awareness. It is a dynamic, powerful tool that is designed to give you an experience of your soul. In Kundalini Yoga, we harness the mental, physical, and nervous energies of the body and put them under the domain of the will, which is the instrument of the soul. This technology precisely and consciously combines breath, mantra, well, it actually says mudra, which is actually your hand placement, your fingers, eye focus, then it does say mantra, body locks and postures to balance the glandular system, strengthen the nervous system, expand lung capacity, and purify the blood. It brings balance to the body, mind, and soul. And then it goes on. There's a lot of cool stuff. If you just Google Kundalini Yoga, you'll see when you read about it. But we're going to do something really quick that can harmonize you, because chakras, what are chakras? It's really the energy centers, and there are different colors associated with them, but it really starts from the bottom and goes to the top. And I went into this class because I was checking out yoga because I wanted to like stretch out. And then I did some other like yoga classes that were just kind of like vinyasa, and you know, it was almost like a workout. I mean, it was tough, actually. And then I'm like, all right, I'll try this Kundalini Yoga. And Kundalini Yoga was, everybody was sitting there and then chanting. And I was like, this looks crazy. Why are they chanting? Like, is this for real? I was probably 27. And I was like, this looks crazy. Like, I actually was looking because like the instructor was very loud, and meaning he was really into it. And I'm like, what is this? This can't be real. Like, this can't actually work. And it did. It actually was so weird that I had to look at what a chakra was. I didn't even know. And that's when you know something is real, you actually, in my opinion, if you don't even go into something with preconceived notions and then you experience it, and like I wasn't like thinking, oh, I'm going to go here and get harmonized. I didn't even know what a chakra was. I didn't know what Kundalini yoga was. I just went and it just happened. And then I was like, man, I got to see what these people are up to. So in addition to, we talked about the Sensor 5 pendant in the last segment, which can sort of harmonize things. It kind of just harmonizes things. I actually found that after Kundalini yoga, you can do these Kundalini yoga to specifically target certain areas when you're feeling tension in a certain area, or just to tune yourself like an instrument, right? So we're going to do that now to kind of wrap up our show here. And I'm just going to take you through some chants. And you can actually listen. You can find this also on YouTube in terms of like sort of instrumental sounds or tones. You can chant along with me, or just listening to the sounds, you can actually find that it might harmonize you from the bottom going up. And actually, in between each one, you know, we're going to start at the lower chakras. And in between each one, if you're doing this at home yourself, you can actually work that area and kind of loosen up that area physically with a movement. They're actually specific Kundalini yoga movements. But just if you loosen up that area, kind of get some energy flowing, and then do the chanting, you will, after, if you do this for a full 3 breaths on each chant, you will feel very harmonized and in tune at the end. So let's just get right into it. So I'm going to start at the bottom, which is the root chakra, and it's at kind of the bottom of your spine, right? And I believe the color is red. So the sound is LAM, L-A-M. And I'll just do it probably once. And when you're doing it yourself, you can do it 3 times. So we'll just do that now. Well, in fact, I may go crazy and do it 3 times. I'm not really sure. Sometimes I just decide as I go. So first, you're just going to sit. You're going to take a deep breath. And then the next deep breath, you'll breathe in. And you'll just say either in your head or out loud. And you can get loud. Go somewhere and get loud. LAM, L-A-M. LAM. Let's do that again. Breathe in and LAM. LAM. One more time. Now to the second chakra, which is right below your belly button, 2 inches, kind of 2 inches below. And I believe the color is orange. And this is VAM, V-A-M. So we'll breathe in, and you might feel it vibrating around that area for yourself. V-A-M. Ready? Breathe in. Breathe out. And the next breath, VAM. VAM. Breathe in. VAM. All right, we're going to move on up. And the next area is kind of like our midsection there, solar plexus, like kind of maybe above your belly button there, below your chest, that whole midsection. And we keep a lot of our emotions in these lower chakras. Like when I woke up today, man, I just felt some tension there. And it's good to explore that tension. So we can explore it with these chants. You can also just explore it by letting yourself feel those areas and feel where this tension's coming from. But let's go ahead and move on. Ram, R-A-M, is the next one. So let's breathe in, just a breath in and out. And your next breath, Ram. Breathe in. Chakra. And this is green, right? The color is green. So you're going to feel it in the middle of your chest, if you'd like. Middle of your chest, you're just opening up, and it's YAM, YAM. So breathe in and breathe out. Big breath in. Yum. These colors, you'll have to look up and remind me, because I just thought of doing this right before the show. These colors, they're like blue, violet, and indigo, I think, as you go up. But let's just focus on the sound. The sound here is ham, H-A-M. So we're going to breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, then ham. Ha. Mm-hmm. feel that energy rising from the base of your spine up. Now we're at our third eye, and the sound is Aum. A-U-M is the sound. Of course, you know Aum, like O-M. It's kind of pronounced like A-U-M in this case, from what I hear, from what I've done in the past. So you can go A-U-M after a full breath in. We'll take one now. Deep breath out. And then Aum for your third eye. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe in. There you go. Now it's hitting. It's feeling quite deep, you know, a lot of energetic layers opening up. Now to the top of your head, the sound is NG, ing, your crown chakra. Opening up the very top and let that light flow up, up through your crown chakra on upwards, ing. Let's take a deep breath in and out. Breathe out. And breathe in, then ing. Ing. Breathe in. Ing. One more time. Ing. Very nice. So hopefully you can allow just that feeling to just flow through you. Our website is www.believe.love. I definitely feel it. And we can hopefully allow ourselves to be harmonized more and more. Just allow for it. And hopefully in this episode, we talked about some possible solutions. But you can find your own truth, and that's what we encourage. And there's a lot of things that can work. So share them with us as well. Comment, share the links, and hopefully we can help to harmonize all those things we see as really difficult and be thankful for them. Because sometimes without those things, we would never maybe look into the harmony, right? Without the winter, we would never maybe appreciate summer. So thank you so much for joining us on Believe. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. Have a great day or night, wherever you may be. Take care. Bye-bye.